I've started to give Tessie advance word of imminent deaths. Sometimes I get a warning. Hospital, police, a friend in power. Last week, Bill Goodpaster tells me his wife Marge has a brain tumor. Bill thinks she may not last the week. Marge looks so old the last time she came here, and Bill, well, Bill still looks like Paul Newman on sheep gland injections. Marge is dying. The house is too big, Bill told me. I told Tessie. Unethical? Maybe. It's a slippery slope, but passion is a bracing lubricant. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm up to 17 now. I'm starting to think that she knows I'm saying it, and that's why she doesn't turn. I have considered driving past her house at night. The light in the window, the nose pressed against the pane. But I have restrained myself. That way leads to madness. The padded cell, the perch in the book depository window. I am not like that. Why don't I just tell her? What's the worst that could happen? Mockery, humiliation, a howl of derision followed by 20 years of averted glances. There should be some kind of safety net for these moments. A magic shroud you could use. You go up to the woman, you say, I've been meaning to tell you, I love you. If she says, I love you too, great, fantastic, everybody goes to the prom. If she gets red in the face, takes your hand and says, that's so flattering, you're such a friend. Then you say, excuse me, but I have to lower the magic shroud now. And she forgets everything said to her in the last 30 seconds. You're such a friend. A knife in the heart.